Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. Thank you again for tuning in tonight. If you love the angels, this is the show to listen to. The angels are always very excited to have you on the show, and they know that you're around. So my sincere intention is always to bring you the loving messages of the angels and the archangels, all the celestial beings. So I want to invite them right now, all the holy angels, all the archangels, all the beings of light, and all our guardian angels be with us tonight. Bring us your guidance and assurance for the most highest good of all. And may only divine light surround us, each one of us, at this time. Thank you, God and angels. And so it is. So tonight we have a special guest. Let me tell you a little bit about her. It's Patricia Joyce. Patricia is an author of The Magic of Time. She's a writer. She's a novelist. She's a screenwriter. She's a poet. She does everything. She's a song lyricist. She's a diverse visual artist. She's from Creskill, New Jersey. She grew up in New City, New York. She holds a BA degree from the Goucher College in Baltimore, Maryland, and she graduated with honors in the visual arts. Additionally, she's a graduate of the UCLA Extension Writers Program courses. She now lives in Los Angeles. She's been there for many years. And I think in the past 15 years, she's in the corporate world in Beverly Hills in California. And of course, Patricia, public relations skills and her marketing creativity are evident, not only in her professional career, but also with her literary film creative projects. Excuse me. So The Magic of Time is an amazing book. I have read it, let me tell you. And I need to say also that the angels really guided me to read this book and to get to know Patricia and to meet her in person. This is an incredible novel, and I have said this to Patricia as well. She's a genius writer, and it's very inspiring, very inspiring. So without further delay, let me bring the author of The Magic of Time. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Linda. You are too kind.
Well, you are very creative, so I have to admit that's the truth. So thank you for being on the show again. This is your second time on the show.
Yes, and I'm very grateful to have received your email the other day and asking me to come back on. Yes. I think you and I think we initially connected through LinkedIn.
I believe so. I can't remember now. Yeah, but yeah. I believe so. Somehow I read about your book probably on that site. Mm-hmm. And then I just was so interested, you know, when I saw the topic, when I saw the title. And just let me let our listeners know that right now when I called you, it was because I'm, you know, I'm always inspired by the angels. I'm always asking, you know, who is our next guest? What am I doing? Where are we going? And so being February already, mm-hmm. of course, the first thing, invite Patricia, because you need to talk about love and romance. And what better time to do it, right? And because of
February,
of your book in February. So I guess this is just the right timing.
Timing.
As always. Yeah. So first of all, I guess, like I've always, I think, asked you in the past, you know, what is it that you were so inspired and how did you start this wonderful book? You know, the topic a little bit, maybe people know that it is about our souls that have lived in the past, but you can tell mm-hmm. us a little bit more about that.
Well, I think initially what inspired me to start writing was I had gone through a very, very difficult separation and divorce, and I moved cross country to Los Angeles to kind of start over and to find myself, and I knew I needed to be near water to heal, and I've always loved the water, so I went from one coast to the other, and started trying to find myself again here in Los Angeles, and it was really difficult. I socially, I felt very awkward now being one instead of part of a couple. I had been married for close to 10 years, mm-hmm. And I began to read a lot of spiritual books, and I had been flying as a flight attendant, and when I'd come and I'd have downtime on the ground, I would go to some of these bookstores and just spend hours reading in the aisles and buying the books. And this is before the internet was really hot, where you could buy the books on Amazon. So you would go into bookstores and you would really look. And that's what got me going. I started reading these spiritual books, and I felt so good after reading them that I said, you know, I'm feeling better and better. And then 6 years after my divorce, I started attracting a lot of spiritual people. And one of them was a particular psychic named Linda Salvin, who had befriended me. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't see her for psychic readings. We would just hang out and do things together. And I remember she said to me, I think there's something wrong with you. She's a medical intuit. And, of course, I made a joke about it. And turns out, no, she was serious. And she said, something's wrong. It's on your left side. It's in the front. I'm not sure what it is, but you need to, I'm being told to tell you by my guides that you need to see my doctor at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. So I could have just poo-pooed it, or I did take her seriously because she was fairly accurate with her other readings. So I said, okay, I pursued it, and it turns out I had breast cancer. So
oh my gosh.
That's what started me, you know, I went through that after having been through the divorce. And then I realized, you know what, if I can get through both of those and I'm still standing, I said,
wow, yeah,
I think I'm going to write about something. And I realized that some of the medical people I met through the cancer were just amazing. I have such respect for the medical community and what they do as healers. And physicians. And I look at you, Linda, and other spiritual people as metaphysical healers. Mm-hmm. So I really found a whole new life through the divorce and through the cancer. And I try to tell people that nothing is for naught, and everything happens for a reason. At the time, you may not be able to make sense of it, but give it time. And it will play out. And that is what the book is about. The book is a love story of a really mixed up gal who's an international opera singer, but she's emotionally upset. She's in and out of relationships. Mm-hmm. She can't make heads or tail of what's going on in her life. And she actually goes into a past life regression with her psychotherapist at the time. And she goes back in time into the year 1810, London, England, where she now assumes the identity of a promiscuous mystic who is on a quest for love. And to find it, she must deal with intrigue, deceit, murder, and ultimately magic. So it was a fun book to write. And I initially knew I didn't want to self-publish, so it took me 9 years to find an agent that was the right agent.
Really?
And her name is Diane Nine. She's in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. with a company called Nine Speakers Incorporated. Mm-hmm. And we took us another 2 years to find the right publisher, and it's Counting House Press is the publication company, yeah. And that they're out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. So we have a 4-book deal, it ended up being, and a 15-year contract. So I'm working on the second book now.
That's interesting. I think you had mentioned about the second book.
Yeah.
I love what you're saying, because, you know, it's like your intuition, because, you know, the angels always say, you know, follow your intuition, follow your heart.
Yeah.
Which is a lot about this month, following your heart, that your intuition took you to take these steps.
Yeah.
Because you do know you're very intuitive, and it just, you know, you just kept on going, taking the steps forward.
And I know at times, you know, it's always, you feel that inner voice, you hear it, and you know your mind likes to contradict it and say, no, you know, think, don't feel. But I've been trying throughout the years, no, feel, go with it. And you begin to really develop that intuition when you say, okay, I'm going to feel, I'm going to go with my feeling, your gut feeling. And usually that little voice doesn't lead you astray. It leads you in the right direction, as you know.
Yes.
And it's really beautiful when you see how when you give things time and you have the patience to realize that your timing is not the universe's timing. You have to let the universe dictate as to when things are going to happen. You know, we can't force things. A lot of people do. And it ends up being the wrong thing. And I tell people, I tell people that if something's meant to be, it happens. And sometimes it just doesn't mean right now. It means not no. It's not a no. It just means not now. And I've seen that so many times in my life where you just go, okay, so keep plugging, keep plugging. Mm-hmm. Do not give up. Do not give up. If I can do this, let me tell you, you can do this. Anyone can do this. But you just have to be consistent too. And how bad do you want something?
It's a lot of trust, isn't it?
It is. But I think what I learned too from being in a relationship as a couple and being so dependent on someone, I was very fearful when I first separated of finding out who I really was, you know, and that's scary when you haven't really thought about it, when you've looked at yourself as a couple all the time.
Yeah.
And I was Mrs. So-and-so and I was not, you know, Patricia. It takes time to come to terms with that. And then once you embrace it and realize, you know what, it's kind of fun figuring out who you are. And then I developed more and more on my own and assumed my own identity throughout the years, which we're, you know, we're always changing and learning. We never, you know, reach that point where we know everything. Although
exactly.
I think some people think they do.
So, yeah, that's true. So let me ask you about, so what I found very interesting when I wrote the book and when I read the book and I told you this was that your writing was really very gracious. You're so detailed in explaining exactly what's happening to this person. But it's about this past life that she recognizes, right? And so do you believe that we meet these soulmates here again and again? Because I know the theme is because of love and fear, you know, we make these choices. But these past lives, you know, bring us issues that we have to resolve.
Yes. And some of us resolve them in that particular lifetime. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that the traumas and the crises and the things that are not resolved, we bring forward into the next lifetime, and we then have to deal with the issues on a different level in that lifetime. We may not, in this lifetime, I'm female. Perhaps in my next lifetime, we'll choose to be male. Mm-hmm. Perhaps I'll choose to be, you know, Asian or whatever. But relationships that we have in this life with our closest people, our inner circle, are always relationships that we repeat in future lifetimes, and we've had them in past lifetimes, except it's kind of like wearing different shoes.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way you could describe it, where you and I know each other as friends in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And we've probably known each other in a past lifetime. Maybe we were work associates in a past life or, you know, but we've had encounters in the past as well.
Oh, I truly believe that. You know, it's,
yes.
It's we sometimes find people, we're drawn to certain people, right? Or your places.
Yeah.
And it's because of that reason. Do you believe that we come like in groups?
Yes.
Soul groups, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, and that's where the spiritual metaphysical timing comes in too. You know, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, they can pass and cross over. Mm-hmm. But they may not choose to come back into the next lifetime for them until the group has totally crossed over, and then they come back and reincarnate in another soul group. Mm-hmm. And some of them come in a little ahead of time because they need to be older, but it's a progression. And then the group comes back again and evolves into another lifetime, but not necessarily as playing the role that they were in this lifetime. So I could be the father in a future lifetime, a brother, an aunt, a nephew of a particular individual.
Of course.
So it's really interesting, but we learn something in every lifetime. And your mm-hmm. soul actually, I believe, kind of writes a script or makes a contract with the universe. Mm-hmm. When I say universe, I mean God, higher power, whatever it is that people believe in.
Yeah.
And you kind of dictate that to the higher powers, and you don't remember it on a conscious level, but it's ingrained in the soul, so that when you get into this lifetime or the particular lifetime you're in, you have something you need to fulfill.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, and you and your attraction and your work with angels in the mm-hmm. angelic realm and what you do, that's something, your story is fascinating, where, you came into that again, and through your challenges in life. And
exactly, through each challenge that we go through, we learn something new. But the angels have always said that, every challenge, we're just helping you go to the next level and to the next level. And like you say, that past life, we already came to this life, but we're learning something from the past. Mm-hmm. And I like that, because when I read it in the book, it just validated for me, it gives us hope. It mm-hmm. gives us healing because of what this woman is going through. And it's fascinating to see how you wrote it. Was it based on some truth?
Yes, some truth.
I remember you mentioning that the last time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fiction, but there is some truth.
There is truth, because there is a past life there. And, and it is truth. And it was fascinating for me just to see that. And it was just opening again that belief, have we lived in that past life? Do we know someone? And it's very, very magical. That's why it's the magic of time. And it gives you such joy in understanding that we can really understand issues that are happening in our present lives, because we brought them maybe from another life, and that we could deal with them, right? With the person maybe that we encounter, and that we know why it may be going on. Not exactly, but it gives us some understanding, and that we reunite with the souls, like you were saying, we reunite with different souls, and we learn and we love them, and we can heal issues. It's just really, really, it's an eye opener for me when I read the book. So it's very inspiring,
And they say too, that people, if you're drawn to a particular time period or a type of music or a culture of some sort, that most likely you've had an experience in another lifetime involving those attractions, So I know this particular book took place in England in the past life, and I felt very comfortable moving around in England with my book. Yeah. And I do believe I've lived in England in maybe one or even more than one past, maybe more than a past life. This particular life for the second book is going to be in the United States, but I'm not going to reveal where or the time period.
You're not going to tell us?
No, I'm going to wait till the book is published.
So you're done with the second book. You completed writing the second book?
No,
you're saying?
I'm, no, I'm not. I'm in the midst of writing the second book when I'm not working at my other job.
And it's also about a past life, of course.
Yes.
Wow.
I do the writing in the evenings or on the weekends. Mostly on the weekends,
Of
yeah.
course, of course. I love that. So you're not going to tell us if it's in Portland? No. In Oregon?
No, I'm not going to tell. Not going to tell it on the air. Let's put it that way.
That's okay. That's okay. I wanted to be the first one to know, but you know, you don't want to tell us. Don't worry, I'll find out. I'll ask the angels.
I know you will find out. You'll be telling me.
I'll be telling you later. So, let's take a little break. I'm gonna let our listeners know that we will open the lines for any questions that you have for Patricia and her book. The book is The Magic of Time. Let me give out that number on BBS Radio. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us, and we're on station one. That's 1-888-627-6008. And you can call in. I can also give angel messages if you'd like. So we're taking a break, and we will be back in like a minute and a half. Thanks.
Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. We are back, and you're listening to Angels Are Near Us. I am Linda Torres, and our guest today is Patricia Joyce, the author of The Magic of Time. So, Patricia, we were talking about writing your other book, but I was also going to ask you, you're also a poet, because I love the how you start, you know, each chapter, there's a little poem, isn't it, in the book?
Yeah,
I love those poems. So have you
oh,
written you've written
thanks.
other poems, right?
I've written lots of poems and song lyrics and the poems. I remember I was doing a couple novel writing classes at UCLA, and I remember one of my instructors had said he didn't like the poems starting each chapter. And I just felt in my heart, once again, this is a gut thing. Mm-hmm. I just said, you know, my heart's telling me, yes, he's the instructor, but my heart's saying, those poems need to stay. So I kept the poems. I said, I like having a little, you know, eight line poem beginning each chapter, which kind of
Exactly.
sets the tone for the chapter.
It does.
To,
I love it.
yeah.
And remember the first time I opened the book, it was on this poem, which I love that it's very perfect for this month. So I'm going to just read the first poem that she wrote in this chapter. And it says, love is a feeling more than just a word, sometimes spoken like music to be heard. Love is a feeling within your heart and soul. It has no limits, a kindness that you show. Love is a feeling, a memory, a kiss, an attraction to another even more than this. Love is a feeling, a closeness that's divine, a destiny that calls you, perhaps a past lifetime. That's so lovely.
Thanks.
And then it just takes you into the chapter where this person, I think her name is Grace, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Lady Grace.
Lady Grace.
In the past life, yeah. And in the present life, her name is Graziella Fortuna.
Oh, okay.
She's an Italian concert pianist in the present life, present day Los Angeles.
Wow.
And she goes into the past life where her name is Lady Grace Worthington. Yes.
So it's fascinating, but I love those poems. They're really, it really gives it a different feeling, you know, when you start reading the chapter. It's really
Thank
very,
you.
very,
Thank you.
So you followed your intuition, which was very good.
I think so. You know, you have to do what feels right for you. And yes. Without stepping on toes, you know, I try to be very diplomatic and very tactful when you deal with people. I've learned a lot in the publishing world. And my agent's been wonderful, too, and she's been providing me with lots of guidance. I have an attorney as well. He's been great. And my publisher has been a wonderful presence to work with. So, you know, it's a team effort. Everyone has to pull their weight. And when they do it, there's magic. So.
Exactly. There's magic in time. Did I read somewhere that you were, I know you were inspired by other writers, but have you attended any classes with Dr. Brian Weiss?
I've been to, I went to, when he was here in Los Angeles a few years ago, and I was, I had pretty much written maybe the second draft of the book, because I had done 5 revisions on the book, and I was probably in the second or the third revision, and I went to one of his workshops in Los Angeles at the Biltmore downtown. It was lovely. It was an all-day seminar, and I actually got to speak with him a little bit on the side afterwards, and he did a book signing as well, and it was great. But it was nice to see him work in a group setting.
Yeah,
He actually, his work has been a huge influence on my healing and my understanding of where I was as a child and where I am now and the in between, and why things happen to us and how things happen to us to move us forward. So, and I know as a little girl, I used to see spirits in my room at night. And that was something that I never could understand because I was the only one who would be seeing them. Nobody else in my family, and I come from a big family, would see them. And it was hard to, you know, find acceptance. I was kind of the weird one.
Yeah. Well, I think it happened to me as well. I know to a lot of light workers or people who have developed more intuition. We are spiritual beings, so that's why we have that connection, and we live in this life which is Earth, and we are human beings. But you know, we really are spiritual beings. And again, we just have to have that awareness and that understanding, like you have explained and said it very clearly as well. And I read it in the book that, you know, life is eternal, and we are in the spirit world, and then we come back, but we're spirit and human. We chose to come to the earth. And so I still ask myself sometimes how that happened, but but now I understand why. I'm not complaining. But the angels, you know, have taken me to so many wonderful people, and like you, and to meet other wonderful human beings that are so spiritual, and you know, just light workers and earth angels. And again, the angels really help us to go to those past lives. I mean, the angels were the ones who took me, so I was never afraid. And the same thing probably happened to you. It's like, you know, we're guided by spirit, and we know that spirit will help us. And it could be God, the angels, it could be masters, ascended masters. But, you know, we each are different. And again, like you mentioned in the book, they're like, there's so many patterns that we bring, you know, but love is the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Right. And on the other side, there is no hate. There is no judging and injustice. It's all about love. So if you had a challenging relationship with a loved one on this side, trust me, they say that the soul sees the error of its ways once it crosses over. And in doing so, it's all about love. They understand, you know, where they were lacking in the physical world, and what needs to be worked on now. And as a spirit in the spirit world, they can do so much more. I tell people, you know, when your loved ones pass, they're closer to you now in spirit than they could ever be in the flesh. And once you embrace that and realize that, you know, that it's so comforting because, you know, we tend to grieve the physical, the absence of the physical. We miss them. And really, they're here with us. They surround us in their love and their light. And they just want permission to come into our lives. And you have to give that to them. You have to say, okay, I permit you to come into my life. I want communication with you. And talk to them. Call them by name. They are there. Yeah. They haven't gone anywhere. They've just kind of shifted their energy into a different form. Exactly. But they're still here. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I know a lot of people don't embrace that. But I think with time, if you open your mind to that a little bit, it's very comforting. I know when I hear that someone passes, I have a different reaction than most people because I realize it was their time. They've kind of graduated, you know, it's kind of like an honor to pass. I look at it as an honor, no matter how it's done, you know, things happen for a reason.
Absolutely.
And we can't predict how we're going to pass. You know, we don't know what lies ahead for us, but I do believe that through your suffering here on earth, you evolve to a higher level spiritually.
Yes,
and it's something that you chose, and you know you try to explain to people this that well you know this is what your soul chose, and they say to you, why would I choose something as difficult as that? Why would I want to have cancer? Why would I want to choose to have Parkinson's disease? Or why would I want to have a brain tumor? Well, you learn something through everything that happens, and everything that happens to us in the physical happens for our highest good. It really does.
I agree completely with you. And, you know, I have learned through the years that those challenges have made me stronger.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're saying we live here a certain time. Mm-hmm. And I read this, probably I think I read it in one of Dr. Weiss's book that I read that, you know, the length or the time on earth isn't that important. And right. Now I believe it, you know, because now as I get older, I believe, you know, it's not as important. It's just the quality I put in my time,
right?
You know, the quality that we put in our life, just doing loving acts, you know, having goodness and trying to spread that to others, having spiritual wisdom. I mean, that is just part of the essence of who we are, you know, as spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. And so then you start seeing, well, exactly, the quality that I'm giving, and to everyone who is a soul, who is precious, I have to continue doing that because that's who we are. It's just, you know, it's very comforting, like you were saying, to know that we have a lifespan here and our life doesn't end here.
Right.
Exactly. It keeps on going. And there's another time where we can fulfill other dreams and or pass them on, you know, just bring them with us. It's kind of it is kind of difficult, I'm going to say, sometimes for people to understand it or to look at it that way. But I think we have to choose to live in love and not live in fear. And that's how we'll understand it. Don't you
and
think
those,
that's how we
yes.
open our hearts to that?
Yes. And love and fear are two of the biggest power vibrations on this earth where they are polar opposites. And people either radiate to one or the other, or they're in between sometimes. But when you choose fear, you become paralyzed. And you can't move forward. You can't fulfill what it is you came here to fulfill because you're too obsessed with the what if, what if, what if. And when you choose love, you learn to let go and you learn to embrace that what will be, more like que sera, sera. So, and it's true. You know, you say to yourself, wow, I trusted myself and I trusted in spirit and the universe. And guess what? It worked out. It works out. You just
it
have to believe.
Out.
Yeah. And by putting it out there, what you want on a mental level, and it really does help to have things manifest. know.
It's very true what you're saying. You know, when we know what we want and we put it out there with love, it's mm-hmm. much more easy to magnetize that. You know,
it
will come back to us. And again, it's just believing. We have all the help out there. The angels are saying that. And mostly this month, you know, all the archangels, I'm just going to explain this a little bit. All the archangels are love and light, right? And they all help us, and all our spirit guides and our guardian angels. Archangel Chamuel is the one who works with us with our heart. And this month, you know, it's about opening our heart and extending love to ourselves, first of all, and then to others. And Chamuel says that love has no restrictions, you know. We have to accept all people as they are, in our family, not our family. We don't have to judge. We could right. have a wonderful resonance with a loved one, and that's beautiful, but we have all kinds of relationships. And so true love is that. True love is that it's powerful. It dissolves any hurt, any resentment, any separation. So Chamuel is the one who's helping us, and I want to say that to everyone, you know, let the love flow from your heart mm-hmm. and you know, touch other people with your love. And that light that comes out of your being just radiates. And that's so beautiful. It's just this bridge of light that comes and goes, right? And mm-hmm. again, the angels help us along the way, and they bring the hope and the peace to us. And they just want us to remember that. They just want us to remember that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So give out your website, and where can they get The Magic of Time so everybody knows about this?
Well, and the book is available. It's available throughout the country in various bookstores, but it's on Amazon.com.
Okay.
And it's in the formats of paperback and hardcover. It's not a digital book at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it is also, my publisher has made application for Barnes and Noble. So we're waiting for the okay on that. And it'll also be with Barnes and Noble's booksellers and online with Barnes and Noble. So that would be lovely when we get word that it's been accepted into Barnes and Noble.
It will.
And I've written the screenplay for the first book. So,
oh, yes. I was going to ask you about that. And how is that going?
I have various production people. Being here in Los Angeles, it's been great because I have mm-hmm. contact with film people. Mm-hmm. So it's helped me to make a few contacts and have them actually read the script. And writing the script was very different than writing the book. So
why is it different?
Well, when you write a book, it's more exposition, and you can paint with your words and be more detailed and involved. But it almost like a script is like, you know, the film, the director, the actors, the wardrobe. There's so much that works to help create the film and the images and the story that it's almost like you're doing shorthand of the book. You know, it's like there's a format to follow with screenwriting, and you know, the production world is pretty strict about their terms of accepting a script, the length of a script, and how it's written. So I had to go to school for that.
Oh, really?
I would go to school at night when I said, this is what I love to do. This is what I want to do. So when you have that passion, mm-hmm. You find a way to do it.
You find a way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. You do. People say, well, when did you do that? And I said, well, I would go after work. I'd catch a bus, go to UCLA, and come back at night. And it was great. It was a great experience, you know.
How wonderful. Well, you know, the book is incredible. They always say books are much more explicit. It has much more details. But how exciting if you know, if this becomes a film, Patricia.
That would be great. I'm a very visual person to begin with, you know, as an artist, a visual artist. And when I was writing it, I could see it as a film. And then when I have had various people read the book, they said to me, it reads like a film.
Yeah.
So they see a film. Some people say they see a TV series, and I go, well, I like both of those, so we'll see what happens.
I feel it has to be a film. It's just so interesting, and you know, the time and where you write about it, the place in England, it just sounds beautiful. When you read it, I see it, that it could be beautiful, you know, these beautiful scenes. And there's this new movie that I just saw the previews. That movie that's coming out, The Winter's Tale. It's kind of a little bit. I read a little about this person who is in another lifetime, but so I think that, you know, it's time for all this awareness coming out, right, about past lives and soulmates and what we can do as powerful spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's time for you too.
Well, and it's almost as if, you know, there's been a gradual shift of people and their consciousness and and how they are choosing to live their lives. And, you know, a lot of people are moving away from materialism and going to minimalism, and people are choosing less is more, and they're seeing the benefit of developing their spiritual side. You know, a lot of people still haven't explored that, but it's all timing, you know. Everyone has a different timing.
Yeah, well, I think this is a good year for the time. I mean, this is a good year. You know, things are happening, things are opening up. Again, we're feeling more, we're supposed to be opening our heart more. And I think, you know, there's a lot of things happened with the new year. I don't know if you felt it. January was a little bit challenging, I think, for everybody. It started, you know, different than other years for me as well. But there were just strange things happening. You know, people were doing strange things. The weather is strange.
Yes.
The weather is so strange. And reactions that are strange. You know, research is different. And it's not strange, it's that it's new. It's something different. And right. I think we are opening to that consciousness. You know, our hearts are ready to feel. And I think we're ready to be heart-oriented and not be so mind-oriented. Mm-hmm. And not be in that materialistic place still. Just, you know.
Right.
But, you know, things happen exactly as you say, in the right timing. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the magic of time will bring its own magic. Oh. So that'll be wonderful. Let me give out those lines because we've had no callers, I guess. The phone number is 1-888-627-6008. If you want to call in, ask Patricia Joyce a question on her book, The Magic of Time, or I can, you know, give a small angel message. So let's take a small break. Maybe somebody wants to call in, and we will be back in about a minute and a half.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hi, everyone. We're back. This is Linda Torres, and you're listening to Angels Are Near Us. Our guest today is wonderful Patricia Joyce. She is the author of The Magic of Time. So we were talking about this romantic novel and, of course, love and past lives. And so the angels, just right now, I want to give a little bit reminder. They were talking about crystals. Archangel Chamuel is the archangel of love, of unconditional love. Of course, I explained that a little while ago. But Michael is wanting me just to remind you that during this month, you can work with some crystals or stones that are good for love. And I'm trying to find my crystal list. I don't know them by heart. Here it is. So Michael was telling me today, you know, remind everyone that they can use a particular stone. You just carry it with you or have it by your bedside. Even if you're in a relationship, you know, you could give this to your loved one. Or if you're looking for a relationship, there's always angels who can help you, of course. The romance angels, Archangel Michael, Chamiel. But these stones, one of the main stones is the rose quartz, which I love because it just facilitates the heart healing and openness to love. So they're recommending the rose quartz to focus on self-love. It can also attract love. The other stone or gem is ruby, and that has that pink to deep blood red color. And Archangel Jophiel and Michael help you with this stone. It strengthens love and induces awareness of your heart connection. The other one is a pink topaz, and Chamiel and Jophiel work with this, and this attracts love at many levels, works with the heart chakra as well. And the other one is the water tourmaline. Tourmaline, it blends compassion with passion on spiritual and physical levels. Michael works with this one. And the last one is garnet. Garnet also is a red stone. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael could also help you with this stone. And this brings creativity and passion and love. So those are the crystals that the angels recommended for this month of February. You know, that using stones and asking support from the angels can help you in physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And for romance as well, it could help, you know, your family, your children, whatever you need in that relationship support. And crystals amplify that healing power. So the angels assist you in feeling happy and peaceful with the crystals. Again, remember that the crystals is a gift from Mother Earth. It's a loving energy that emanates. And the crystals are usually associated with that ancient wisdom, with the heavenly grottos of mystery and magic. So that was the information from the angels today. So the angels want you to remember all of that. So, Tricia.
Yes.
About the magical, the magical angels and the magical stones.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting through our discussion this evening, I've been holding a crystal in my hand.
Really?
And guess what it is? It's rose quartz, and it's in the shape of a heart.
No way.
Yes.
Yes, way.
Way.
I love it. This Archangel Chamiel is with you right there right now.
Yeah. So this is nice. And I really love rose quartz, and I do carry it with me. I carry it with me in my purse. I carry it with me. I have it here on my desk, and it's something I was holding in my hand and just kind of squeezing and talking to you. And
how wonderful.
Yeah. So I do believe in crystals and their healing properties. And
there's our validation. Thank you, angels. There's our validation. I have many stones around in my room and here where I give my readings as well, my angel readings. Yes. And I love celestite, which is from the angels, and then angelite.
Mm.
And then I have the blue sapphire, which is Archangel Michael's wonderful stone, amethyst. And I have rose quartz. I have a beautiful rose quartz. It's like an oval shape. It's not a heart. But that was my mother's. And
nice.
So I treasure it because I've had it, you know, since she passed away. Mm-hmm. She gave it to me before she passed away, but I always, you know, have it under my pillow, or I take it with me. I usually like to leave it in the house because I don't want to lose it. But just having it near me feels so good because rose quartz is so loving. It's just a very angelic stone. It is love. That's what it is.
Yes.
So again, a very powerful stone. So I hope everybody can, you know, find their little stone. It could be a hand stone, a heart stone that you can just hold, or even give away to someone that you love.
Yeah, and it's a perfect little gift to give to someone. They're not expensive. And if you just stop by a metaphysical store, mm-hmm. Or even a metaphysical bookstore, they usually carry various crystals, and you can pick one up. And this one I have is maybe an inch and a half in width, and maybe 3/4 of an inch in thickness, and it was maybe 90 cents at the little store I bought it at. It's precious. Yeah.
Yeah. So that one is Archangel Chamuel is around you. Okay. Chamuel also works with fluorite and with the pink topaz that we talked about.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Those are very, very powerful. There's powerful crystals. And I love those crystals because they're really very, very, they're very angelic at the same time. You know, it's like this, almost the same attributes of the angels.
Right.
And that's how they work so closely with that same frequency. It's the same frequency, the same energy. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about it.
Yes. I didn't realize that topaz came in pink. That must be exquisite. Pink topaz.
Yeah, there's different colors of topaz. There's blue and there's, I have a blue one, which I love. And there's pink. I think there's a yellow.
I can't remember,
but I think there is. But just go exactly to a metaphysical store. We have a beautiful store here in Beaverton around where I live. It's called the Crystal Heart. Mm-hmm. And my friends Norman and Scott were there, and they have these beautiful crystals. And any size, different prices. It's just wonderful. But yeah, it's good to find the crystal that really that you resonate with as well. You know, the angels say just hold it in your hand or look at it. There's something that you will feel. You know, when you see the crystal or when you hold it, there's just some kind of sign of symbol. You know, that the angels give us.
Yes.
So the angels, again, are saying that keep yourself close to angels by prayer and meditation. And I'm sure you just do this as well, Tricia. You know, angels are blessed with God's divine wisdom. And that's what inspires us. You know, it inspires all of us. And they guard us and they protect us. And they give us humans that spark, you know, of angelic expression. And supports us in various activities. So I am so sure that you are supported by these wonderful angels. So would you like a little angel reading?
I would love an angel reading. Thank you.
I know you had mentioned this before. So I think we still have time. So we have no callers right now. We're going to see what other... I love that the angels always give messages anyway. To all of us. So they're already been giving these messages of the stones and, you know, that we are blessed. Don't forget that we have to keep them close to us, and that angelic healing vibration will always be close with us as soon as we pray or we meditate.
That's right.
We use our crystals, right? It's just automatic that they're around us. And that elevates our vibration.
Yes.
And that helps us, you know, it just helps us. To reveal so many things to us. It just reveals and gives us spiritual guidance. That's what I love. So let me ask about Patricia. Do you have any particular question, Patricia?
No, just my overall path right now. I know I've been trying to find more time to write the second book to complete it. Mm-hmm. And it's been a challenge juggling my day job. But I know everything happens in its own time. And I know I put a lot of pressure on myself to go, 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 go and get it done. Mm. And I I know I want to complete it. But I'd also like to see the film rights sold for the film. And I don't and I want to buy a home. So I'm saying to myself, okay, let's. How is this all going to work?
Exactly. The first thing that I'm hearing that they're saying is like priorities. you have priorities, definitely. So first thing that came out also was this sign from above. It's like you have two guardian angels around you, which are beautiful. They're female guardian angels. Mm-hmm. And one is holding a pink rose.
Okay.
A pink rose. And I love it because it's just, you know, surrounding you with much love. They're saying that there's a lot of signs coming to you. So just, you know, be aware of the signs and the symbols. And you know that signs and symbols come through through any music that we hear or something that we read, or in your dreams, Archangel Michael can come into your dreams and give you any kind of guidance. Just remember to write it down when you wake up. But even people speaking something, something will click and say, oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to talk to that person, or some message you'll receive, which is always the symbols and the signs from the angel. So this guardian angel of yours is talking about the signs from above. The other thing is about that you are so generous in giving your talents and being so open with your heart that every time you speak your truth, it just brings much more this magnetism of love towards you, Patricia. And so they're talking about that, I guess, because you speak so well your truth and because you write it also, it's this communication skill that you have, mm-hmm. that Michael is here and saying, you know, there's really no restrictions right now. It's only your belief and knowing that you deserve to receive what you want. Okay. And it's there. It's like it's very open. It's very generous. And it's all the confidence, Michael's saying. It's all this confidence. Mm-hmm. Remember that there's nothing that cannot be done, that everything's a possibility. And a little bit of what Michael also is saying, maybe getting some energy healing work. Have you done mm-hmm. that? Just some yes. kind of maybe a massage or mm-hmm. Reiki or something mm-hmm. where you can feel much more calm, where you can feel this freedom in a way, mm-hmm. because maybe mm-hmm. you do work. I know you work maybe many hours or every day. So just try to take that little relaxation. Yeah.
I know.
Feels like well, you need that relaxation time for you.
Yeah, you do need that. And that's why it's so important to have the downtime. And I try to give myself some blocks of time. But it's in the evening, it's hard sometimes to say, okay, I'm not going to write. Or then there are times I go, I'm too tired to write. And I give myself that block of time just to rest and do what I need to do to kind of recharge.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So do you meditate and pray? You do, don't you?
Yes, I do. Okay. Every morning. Yeah. I get up early and light a candle in the dark and
wonderful.
I actually say the rosary.
There's a lot of prayer coming out and mm-hmm. that the angels are, you know, through the prayer they're listening to you. They say, you know, don't forget we are listening to you. Don't think that we don't. And so they're bringing you peace and they want to bring you joy and they're encouraging you to have that lightheartedness which you always have, but just have it more. Yeah. And again, you know, Michael is saying we're bringing you the opportunities and we are offering you support. And just this is funny how he says and he's helping you release anything that you need to heal from the past.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful guidance. That's awesome.
I love it because, you know, I feel that he's feeling you with that trust mm-hmm. and that, you know, your life is changing. He's talking about new beginnings and a fresh start. That's what he's talking about. So yeah. This is like really a new beginning and a fresh start. So, you know, bringing you this opportunity, it's already there. You know, the support is there. It's just open up your heart and take that little retreat somewhere. Just be by yourself, you know, just fill yourself with love and mm-hmm. and whatever you do in that realm of generosity towards others is always coming back to you. But now give yourself that generosity as well. You know?
In return. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is coming back to you because you're a very loving being. But, you know, just put yourself first sometimes. Okay. But things are turning out really good. I mean, they look like they're turning out very well. When he says about new beginnings and fresh starts, and he's really healing only that little release that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good.
Thank you so much.
It feels very good. Thank you. And thank you, angels.
I feel like you gave me a healing. Thank you.
Well, I'm not the healer, you know, I'm just the instrument.
Yes, you are.
but Archangel Michael and all your angels are going to heal you. So remember that your inner guidance is so trustworthy, Patricia. I want to thank you because it's already our hour.
Wow.
Thank you so much for being on the show. This is great.
It's been my pleasure.
Remember, everyone, this is a magical book. Please pick it up, The Magic of Time. It's very healing. It's wonderful. It's one of those books where you just want to sit down and keep on reading it. That happened to me. And the experiences was very resonating for me as well. So that is The Magic of Time. And so next time we will be on the show, we will have a wonderful guest next time. He's a medical doctor. His name is Rajiv Parti, and he wrote the book of The Soul of Wellness. He also had a near-death experience, but that will be a very interesting show. So anyway, thank you everyone for listening today. May God bless you. May the angels always protect you. Until next time, good night.